You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027.
Are South African businesses innovating quickly and strategically enough to improve their performance in the short to medium term? To consider this question, I'm joined now by Dr. Glenda Kruss, who's head of the HSRC Center for Science, Technology and Innovation Indicators. Welcome to the show, Glenda. Any experienced writer and journalist will tell you that R&D stands for Rejected and Dejected Room. It's where all your failed manuscripts and stories go. But R&D is actually critical for the South African recovery and reform story. Why is it such a key component?
Thank you for having us, Michael. It's absolutely critical because if you're talking R&D as rejected and dejected, that's not actually at the center of innovation in South Africa. So what we find is that about nearly 70% of South African businesses report that they are trying to innovate. And they're doing that through training and upskilling their staff, through purchasing new IT or equipment, through acquiring new machinery and equipment as well. But then, only then, in our ranking of the ways in which the kinds of innovation activities they're undertaking, are they doing R&D. And very few, that's internal R&D, and very few are external R&D. Now, we see in this COVID period that innovation is absolutely critical. And we've read some Harvard Business School reports that are saying the one good thing about COVID is that it has put the spotlight back on innovation. And we've seen South African firms are pivoting and are being innovative. But what we need to understand is what is the capacity for innovation across business sectors and how can we build on that and grow it more and harness it more behind our current efforts.
Absolutely. So it's more a question of that, the pace and the direction of innovation in South Africa and what that shows. How do we benchmark when we look at our peers, if you look at OECD countries, when it comes to innovation and R&D?
Well, with innovation, if you look at, for example, Canada, which is a highly developed economy, there nearly 80% of companies report one or more innovation in the same period as us. And in France, it's around 60%, and our figures are 69.1%. But if you look at something like Poland, there's only 20% of businesses that are reporting they're innovative. So on the innovation, if you look at an innovation rate in that way, we compare quite favorably. When you compare us on R&D, we're not that great. So currently we're spending about 0.86 of GDP on R&D expenditure. And if we compare ourselves to Africa, we're doing favorably. But if we look at China, we're doing far lower because China spending 1.99 and highly developed countries like Finland are spending 3.28% on R&D. But what we're pointing to is more important is to understand the distinctive patterns of innovation in our firms. So, for example, most of the innovation that South African firms are reporting is what we would call incremental. So when you think innovation, you might think big science, radical, new to the world types of innovation. But our firms are reporting very little of their percentage of turnover from that kind of new to the world innovation. And most of it is coming from quite small types of marginally changed innovation.
Right. But that's, for me, why R&D is so important, because surely the logic would dictate that the big game-changing innovations come from expenditure on research and development. They come through investing in building these new game-changing technologies, for example. And I know government has been targeting around 1.5% in terms of gross expenditure on R&D for years now, and we languish below 1%. Why are we struggling to even meet that really modest target for spend?
Well, funnily enough, we've been discussing that today. We have a project on that. And If we look at the trend data, we're seeing that the public sector is spending more and more on R&D, and the business sector spend on R&D is declining. So we're trying to currently look at what are the factors that motivate firms to invest in R&D. And that's all part of a bigger piece of a puzzle. It's not an easy answer question.
It's multiple factors. What are some of the biggest factors? If you were to tease out some of the big factors, do we need more incentives? Do we not have enough competition in the South African economy? Too much oligopoly, too much comfort? What are some of the big factors?
Well, that's a good one, because in our survey, we asked businesses what are the greatest barriers to innovation. Mm. And the major obstacles that they are reporting come from the market. So it's market factors. So there's a lot of market dominance of established firms. There's too much competition, and a biggie is uncertain demand. And for firms that don't innovate, we looked at their activity, the barriers that they report, and the most widely reported there is, interestingly, a lack of demand for innovation. So those kinds of, to address those kinds of barriers, we need to enter into the debate around structural economic reforms and how you stimulate markets. But there's also a second group of barriers that the firms report relating to the cost of innovation. So the costs are too high. There's a lack of funds within the business. There's a lack of funding from external sources such as government or private equity. So that's somewhere where we can intervene through public funding. And in a mechanism such as the R&D tax incentive, which our research on firms' motivation to do R&D shows is one of the positive factors stimulating R&D. So that's a positive government, a Department of Science and Innovation scheme that we need to strengthen and grow and widen and make more widely available. And I think we also need to create conditions that make private equity funding more attractive, because that is very low in this country compared to other countries.
Absolutely.
And then, of course, you come to the knowledge factors, and they're not as significant as the market barriers and the cost barriers. But we do see, again, a space for intervention in what firms are reporting is a lack of managerial, engineering, and technical skills, which we all know are so critical. And we perhaps need to, it's timely to revive that debate currently and linking that more strongly to innovation.
Absolutely. I think all of these results of the South African Business Innovation Survey, which were released in July by the Department of Science and Innovation, can really help business leaders in the context of the country's economic recovery. And they'd certainly be well advised to consider all of the data and all of the analysis. Dr. Glenda Kruis, head of the HSRC Centre for Science, Technology and Innovation Indicators.